How do you learn who you really are? It's not found in books. It's found on the battlefield.
Looks like the main mic is good. I don't even know if we're on right now. Oh, it looks like we are.
All right. So let's give it a minute for people to jump on, and then I'll kick it off.
And there's the chats.
All right, we're live. It looks like we're live on this thing. We're not live on this one yet.
Not yet. We will be, though.
3, 2, 1. All right, we're live on this one.
Let's give it just a little bit.
Cool. All right. All right, baby. Welcome, warriors. I don't know if our YouTube is live. We're trying to use this OBS system. It says that we're live.
Yeah, we're just so much later than normal, though. So
yeah, it could be hard to say.
Throwing people off. I'm trying to see, actually, if it's showing that we are live right now. I think it's taking a minute.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, here we go. I just popped on.
Cool.
So for those of you that are jumping on, this is going to be a little bit of a different start. Hi, Ruth. I did ask Rick. Rick doesn't know what I'm about to say at all. I've asked him for the very first time in doing this that I speak first. That's so unlike my character because I would not do any of this if, you know, he's the show, right? So I wouldn't do any of this. So we're going to wait for several people to jump on. And then I have something to share with you guys. So so this is why it's going to be a little bit of an uncomfortable start. But I think it's important that we get as many people as we can on. That's what it really feels like, the moment of silence. Oh, my goodness. Peter says, I see and I hear you. Good.
Yeah, good. This is Morgan. And Jenna, you're
always on with us. Hi, Snorlax. Yeah.
Yeah, good to see you, Chris. What's up?
I'm just going
to
wait until we have some more people in on the old TikTok because it's always a slow start. And then we usually get over, 100 people and it kind of goes back and forth. But for those of you that are jumping on, I just said we're starting this live very differently than normal because I'm the one that's talking. I know, surprise, surprise. But I had asked Rick if I could start the live tonight because I have something to share with you guys. But, of course, I didn't tell him what it was about.
I don't know what she's going to say. Also, if you want the good audio, you guys should subscribe to the YouTube. That's where the good audio is going to be. So, we have our I'm using the OBS system, so hopefully it sounds good there. But we all have our TikTokers. It's just the audio is not going to sound as good on this than it will on that. So,
yeah.
We're just trying to serve as many people as possible.
Yes. And as we wait for more people to get on, we did Jenna, thank you. We had a great birthday dinner last week. We had a great time. He surprised me and took me to one of our favorite restaurants that we love. It has a beautiful atmosphere and environment. It was very romantic. And he gave me that notebook on the live, which I shared. If you're in the women's group on the, there's one side, I shared it with only the one side of just a little snippet of what he wrote in there, which was so romantic and so, so sweet.
I love you.
Okay. I love you too. So I wanted to, maybe that's a good segue, Jenna. So we're starting off this live very differently because I'm the one that's talking and leading this and that I don't like doing it naturally. So here we go. Hopefully I'll be able to get through this without crying, which I know it's going to be hard because I already feel like I'm tearing up. Okay. So, I can't even start without crying. Oh, my God. Just bear with me because the story I'm about to tell you is amazing. So Rick gave me this notebook, right, last week for my birthday. Very sentimental gift. Beautiful writing in this notebook, okay? And he told me, like, this is for growth and, like, important moments will go in this notebook, okay? Ugh. Ugh. Dang it.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize how quickly I would have something to write in this notebook. And so it literally happened just before this live, so I have to share this with you. Thanks, Phil. The reason I wrote in my notebook tonight is because at 5:55 tonight. No, we're not having a baby. Jesus.
No baby, Chris.
No babies. At 5:55 tonight, his phone rings.
It's one of my warriors. One of my warriors.
Let me tell the story.
My bad, baby. You do your thing.
And one of his guys calls, and there's a guy in the group. Damn it. That's not doing well. And it's suicidal. And this man jumps on the phone with this guy and literally saved this man's life. And I hope he's on tonight. Because when I had a brief moment to talk to him, I was like, you're part of our family now. And watching Rick go through this experience, that's why we're late tonight, right? We could have chose not to go on because it takes, that's a big toll for another man, for anyone to have to take, right? But even a bigger burden for that person that's going through it. And it would have been very easy for us to be like, you know, no, we're just going to take the night off. But I think there's a bigger message that needs to be shared here that is so heavy on my heart too. Like, for you as a guy, like, people see social media and TikTok and they look at our followers, and, you know, I don't even know how many we have, over 300,000, right? And they see us entertaining. They see me bombarding you on it, like, all the time. They see your podcast. And none of that shit matters. Like, it doesn't matter at all. And to see you be able to save a man's life tonight, and this is not the first time this has happened at all, I was like, none of this other shit really matters in the world. Like, us coming on here on Wednesdays and entertaining people and, you know, so grateful for you guys. But at the end of the day, the real work that this man is doing, no one sees. No one has even an idea of what he does for these men. And I just want to take a moment just to, and this is in my notebook. I already started writing my first page because I heard this guy just not doing well at all. To leaving that conversation tonight, just feeling so inspired and laughing and wanting to be a part of your group. You know what the crazy thing is about this whole thing? It didn't cost this man one fucking dollar. There wasn't one conversation about it's going to cost you. This is how much it's going to be to join into the group. None of it. None of it. And I just felt like it was so heavy in my heart. I had to share it because people don't see that. And we don't talk about it enough. But this is the shit you do on a daily basis. And you saved a guy's life and asking for fucking nothing in return. Like, that's the type of man that you are. And I'm so, so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you, baby. I'm honored.
I forgot these people were here almost. Because, you know, I can't see without my glasses.
That's a part of us.
But the work you did tonight, I was looking at you and just, like, praying internally, like,
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Warrior, thank you so much for being a part of the information that we have. And you're part of our story as we are a part of yours. It's very much an honor to be able to connect with each other. If you want to know more or you want to get started with working with me or working with our warriors so that you can begin your path to authenticity, strength, leadership, and accountability, this is the way. Together, we are way stronger. Now you get to choose. Do you go forward or keep doing what you've always done? If you stay where you're at, hey, click on some of the stuff and follow what it is. We got motivational stuff. We've got podcasts. We've got more things. Just subscribe and do the stuff and we'll keep you updated. But if you want to start going in, start jumping into what our programs offer and start your journey.
and being the hero in your own story.
This is what God's work looks like. You're so giving to these men and have their back and show up when it's inconvenient. And in fact, right before you jumped on the call, you're like, God's calling.
Yeah.
Like, and you took the call. It wasn't like, oh, we got to do this. We're about to go live in 5 minutes. I can't take this call. No, it'll never be that for either one of us.
No.
And it's such a beautiful thing to see. So yeah. That's going to be my first entry into this notebook. And who knew that was going to be the first one. And so it's a guy that we just met tonight that's now a part of our family is on.
Jared's here.
We're happy you're here. We're so, so happy you're here with us. And like I said to you on the phone, it's great to have you a part of our family.
Yeah, it's an honor. We got some good road to walk together.
So anyway, thank you all for listening. I can't read the comments. I don't have my glasses on. But this was going to be, it just was different. And it's, you know what? It needed to be said because this is stuff you do all the time, but I don't think people see it. And tonight was just so clear. Like, yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
No,
he didn't know I was going to do that.
No, thank you.
And I didn't realize I was going to bum my eyes out either.
No, it's good. And it's an honor, too. And this is something where I understand that my purpose and my calling, this is why we're here to serve you guys even on this stuff. But it's not because we need followers or likes. I don't care about any of that shit. We don't care.
Doesn't matter.
But to be able to say, like, hey, now I'm connected with another one of my warriors. There's a guy out there who, like, he's one of us and just didn't know where he was supposed to be. Be yet. Like that's what we're doing. Like there's an entire place where this guy is gonna fit perfect. He just didn't know where he's supposed to be yet. And it feels hopeless when we're out there fighting the world all alone and nobody's like got our back. But man, you're gonna see, brother, man, when we're there with you, you're gonna feel invincible. You're gonna be like, I could beat this shit. And you're like, hell yeah, dude, you're tough and you're one of us. And I'm excited. And like, again, there wasn't like, you know, give me your credit card. Like, no, it's just show up, dude. You come here with us and we'll be there for you. And there's a place where your knowledge and your wisdom and your heart and the things that you bring to the table, man, you're going to be making people's lives better. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, that's what I said. Like, that's exactly what I said when like, you know, our guys was like, hey, one of our guys, he's in. I'm like, God's calling. I got to answer.
Yeah.
Like there's no like, oh,
there was there never is any hesitation with him. It doesn't matter if it's inconvenient or it doesn't matter. Like he will always do what's right first.
It's my dude. No, I'm super proud of the guy. I'm very, very, very proud, very excited. And I'm looking forward to the road that we get to hang out together, man, because we got some cars that need fixing and some knowledge that you need to bring and some jokes that haven't been made yet. There's some good times, man, and you're gonna find your place.
Yeah.
And so it's an honor. I'm very proud. I'm very proud.
Yeah.
Wait till you start doing it for others, man. You're a good dude. I'm excited to be able to have some time with you, man. I see you. I actually do see you.
Yeah.
Jared, I do see you.
And you can't get rid of us now because I told you were in our family.
Just keep showing up, man. I'll be there for you. You just keep showing up, man.
Yeah.
You're not a burden to me.
Yeah.
You guys aren't burdens.
And here's the thing too, you know, and this funny fucker just put this on here, like, where are you guys located? We're in Illinois. And here's the beautiful thing about this group and, you know, where we're at is we've met several people that are local that come on and are just come over. We just invite them over. I'm like, we probably should just be careful. But he's a good read of character. So we'll talk to the men first. But we've had a lot of people that we've met that have come over and, you know, I'll always order them food and feed them and make sure I have their favorite snacks. That's my job. we'll do the rest. But this group isn't where people meet, like physically meet. And I think that's where the power is too, because you can reach everybody by phone or video, you know?
Brandon, you already know I opened my door to you.
Brandon, we've been telling you, Brandon.
You can come over.
We've been telling you.
I got a guest room.
And soon if you don't start showing up, we're coming to you.
No, you're already invited. Brandon, you can come over whenever you want, man.
Yeah. Phil's been with us since the beginning. He said the magical snacks. I will always feed you, Phil.
Phil comes over, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh? Yeah, someone said food. Come over.
Yeah, come on over. I'll feed you.
It's an honor, though. I'm going to say, like, and this is one of those things where, like, you know, even when I got to talk to my guy tonight, like, people watch our content and our shows, and they listen to the podcast, or they'll go through the stuff that we create. And it's like the tip of the iceberg of what the purpose is for what I'm doing. Like, it's way bigger than that. But people will only be able to see a little bit at a time. And so we just give them the stuff that they want. And then when our guys are with us, we give them what they need. Mm-hmm. And so, again, there are a lot of guys that are still alive right now because of conversations that I've had.
I know. And I've seen it. I've seen it so much. And I think that you always say, you know, what your purpose is. It's so much bigger than what social media will ever show, because half of it's fake anyway. But it's my judgment, I know.
Yeah,
but sorry. But it's like we're all humans just trying to do a good job. And, you know, you really are serving a purpose and helping guys. And immediately when I heard you, the women can say, because I put in the women's group, like, women appreciate and love your men. Like, our men are struggling big time. And so love on your guys.
Love on your also
appreciate your men.
Also, like, just real talk, men need men.
They do.
We need each other. We are so good when your boys are boys are with each other. Men need Ben. And anybody who's trying to convince you otherwise doesn't really get it. We do really well when we can bounce off each other and then work through stuff and then bring it back to our pack. Yeah. It's a leadership trait that men need men. It's because having advisors and counsel and brotherhood, it makes it so we can bounce off information from each other and then bring it back to our wives and our kids and do the best that we can. And we're trying our best to be the heroes in other people's story that we wish we would have had when we were younger. And I think that's a really difficult thing, is like we're trying to be the kind of people that we wish we would have had. And that's a heavy sentence, but that's a very difficult burden to carry for ourselves. And so our brothers are just stronger together because, man, we lean on each other to go, how are you doing it? I want to try that. Oh, that's a better way. I never thought about that. Or, oh, man, you're missing this whole piece right here. That's going to weigh you down. You got to get rid of that so you can do the thing you're meant to do. And go, oh, yeah, good point. I'm carrying unnecessary baggage. That's right. We look out for each other, and men are really good for men. We need each other. And so having a brotherhood and what we've created with the Warrior's Way mindset, man, like the community itself is going to get very, very powerful because we do what is right, not who is right. This isn't a dictatorship. We really do look out for our men. We are there for our brothers, and our brothers matter. And I think it's something where, like, today, that's the thing that's needed.
Agreed. It really is. Yeah.
Cassandra, you're probably making a very good point. I work with boys in residential, and the women want power, but I keep telling them as a woman, Cassandra, I'm actually very interested to see what you have to say.
Remember, if you bring them on here, they can't hear on YouTube.
No, it's okay. I was just seeing if it's possible. No, I'm curious to see the end of her sentence. But any case, thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Oh,
please smack.
Yeah. I couldn't even see it coming.
Yeah. Well, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad.
Very proud of you.
I'm glad you get to see, you know.
I've been seeing it for a long time, but I don't think that it's been this close to us being, you know, on a live where, you know, it's just so fresh in my mind. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's an honor to serve my brothers. It's an honor to be there for guys who just, they don't feel seen. But they have so much to give. There's so much value.
Yeah. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up? There you go. I hope Ben's feeling better. Is he feeling better? Because he told me he wasn't feeling good yesterday.
Feel better, Ben.
Yeah, that's an order.
Yeah, do it.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, guys. But you know, Jared, I'm looking forward to hanging with you tomorrow, man. Just jump in with us tomorrow.
Yeah, it's so good.
All right, what else we got here?
Snorlax, seriously. Go to YouTube and just rewind it. Is that what you say? Like, just put it to the beginning, whatever you say.
Rewind? Is this still a thing to rewind?
I don't know. That's what I call it. Oh, my gosh. It was just showing this guy a lot of praise for what he was doing tonight. And Corby, are you in the group?
I don't know. I don't think I don't know who Corby is. Let's see. Yeah, some of these guys I haven't got a chance to hang out with yet. Yeah, good stuff.
It was so funny too. During this conversation, Jared's like, "But I've been watching you." Like, I don't think he could even believe like it was you that was calling him. And I'm like, it was kind of adorable. Like, yeah, we are you're human beings.
we really do what we do. We're really the people. We don't talk the talk. We really walk it. I was honored to be there. It really was. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him for having the moment. I don't think people recognize what that means. We're in a society that's so judgmental. You can't see people for who they are. We judge them for where they are. And you don't really understand that. Like, we're carrying so much weight and hurt inside of us that people judge your journey instead of seeing somebody who's going through warrior shit. Very proud of him. He got to do something that I think it's going to really be very beneficial. I think he's going to bring a lot of value to people.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud of him.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks, Joshua, for the gift.
Joshua, thanks, bud. You're our number one giver right now, so we appreciate
it. And the only. It's on here. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. All right, so what do you guys want to talk about now?
Yeah, well, we put something controversial out today. And I think we're going to get a lot of people who are going to disagree.
I have to say, though, we are not hearing from the women. It is the men that are like, oh, I don't know. That's how they're saying it, too. I know the men that are coming. They're like, I don't know. Just kidding.
That's true, Joshua.
I think that
anger is how we cry.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. But people are getting confused still in the comments. I see them going back and forth. I was showing you the comments tonight. I think acknowledgement is getting confused with validation.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's this back and forth that's happening in the comments right now. But we worked it out last week.
Yeah.
I feel very strongly about what we were able to come up with. I think if you take the emotions out of it, you'll start to see it a little bit clearer. Not just like, well, I want someone to validate my emotions, so I must be right. You're not. You're not. When you really break it down and understand what does validation mean, it means to be true, right?
Yeah, it's true.
But then it's just your truth, not the truth. How, like, you can take it away.
No. Go ahead, baby. They want to hear from you. It's one thing for me, because if I say it, it's misogynistic. If you say it, it's we can validate your emotions.
If I'm telling him to validate my emotions, that's just my truth, right? So feelings, right? Feelings, it's okay to have feelings, but feelings are also not facts, right? They may feel like they're facts in the moment, but they're not.
Well, let's actually, we talked about this morning. This is where this came up. When is it that people are demanding that their feelings are validated?
Oh, that's adorable. That's adorable.
Thanks, Wolfie. What's up? Oh, that's Ruth.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Thank you.
So when is it that people demand that I need my feelings validated? When they are sad or when they're angry?
When they're angry. When they're mad.
So when is it a request or is it a demand?
It's a demand.
And that makes it
validate my emotions. I'm not okay unless, if I came to reconcile, I'm so mad, I need you to validate my emotions. And it may not be those exact words, but I need you to do this for me to be okay. That's where you have to catch yourself and say, okay, hold on a second. Why am I looking for someone else to fulfill a void or something that I'm not getting within myself to be okay? If you chase that pattern, you will get to a place that's called a dead end. You won't go anywhere. There's no growth that happens from that, because you're always looking for someone externally to fill this void within yourself. that's not within you. So you'll always be chasing that, and you'll always want everyone to validate your emotions. And as soon as you have the guy that's like, I'm going to validate your emotions, okay, then I know that I'm right. It's like, but deep down, that's not the case. Also, if you want someone to validate their emotions and they don't, and then you get mad, that's also a trigger too.
It's a demand.
Yes.
You're demanding. You're not requesting. You're not making agreements.
Yeah.
You're trying to control. Yeah. And that gets very manipulative.
Yeah. And even as women, women are very agreeable. And have you ever noticed sometimes when you say that you don't agree with a woman or you show them a different side of things, it's usually just as soon as you don't agree, they become very judgmental. That's because you're not validating what they said. You can disagree, but then how do we handle it when we disagree with someone? Do we open up and like hear them out, or do we just judge them for having a difference of opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to say it out there, we agree with acknowledgement.
Yes. 100%.
I can definitely, baby, you're in it. I can see you. I'll acknowledge.
It's the observation.
I'm not agreeing with you.
I see that you're crying. I see you're upset. I see you're like about to have a breakdown.
I'm with you. I'll support you, but I'm
not. Have your back.
I'm not going to say you're correct. Right. I won't validate your rights.
Right.
But I will say I can acknowledge that you're in and I can support you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I agree with you.
And that, to me, feels stronger as a woman than you agreeing with me. Because as soon as you agree with me, if my mind and my emotions are out of control and you agree with me that my mind says out of control, like it makes me feel a little like kooky inside. Like, oh my gosh, this is normal to feel like this and not have any like logical standpoint of like these crazy emotions that are happening. Hmm. There's more strength that comes from what you just said of like, that feels stronger to me.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
But I'm still here for you.
I actually prefer that.
Yeah.
Don't agree, because to me, it puts me from like chaotic mindset or highly emotional to like.
Well, think about how unsafe you get if I'm just like, okay, babe, I'm sorry. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Okay, you have a feeling. Okay, then what do I need to do? Well, you're right. Okay,
no.
I'm sorry.
In that case, I'd be like, so now we're both out of control?
Yeah. I'm like, whatever you say, I guess I'll just do whatever you tell me to then, because you're right. Okay. And your truth is the truth. Okay. Yeah. So whatever I believe is right is out the window, because it doesn't matter what I think, because we're only validating your emotions. So fine. Whatever you say, babe. Okay. Okay. How safe do you feel?
Not safe at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No. I see that you're going through it, and I love you,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to still hold to what is right while you're going through who is right.
That feels so much more safe as a woman to have that response than it does for you to validate my ever-changing emotions.
It's a good question, Rio de Janeiro. Is it Denario? That's a cool name. What's up, Jesse? Good to see you, bud.
Hey, Jesse.
All right. Also, yeah, I got some cool stuff for you soon, Jesse. I'll have to reach out to you. Catastrophe. I'll have to share with you later. But let's see. Is accepting her opinion is not always genuine or valid? I think that if you're getting into acceptance, it's still like it's not the same as validating. I don't believe it's the same. To say I can accept that you're going through something,
I think it's,
doesn't mean that it is right, true, correct. Mm-hmm. It's just where you are.
I think it's acknowledging the observation of what's happening.
And that you have feelings.
Yes.
It doesn't make them, because you're going to, they'll be different in an hour.
Yeah.
So they're only valid for the second?
I mean,
don't know if I need to validate.
Right.
Because that means I have an authority that I'm giving you permission to be.
Don't validate. And here's for all the women on here, and I know it's not just me, but how many times have you had an emotion and then an hour later you're like, that was so stupid. Why did I do that? This is why it's important to not always have someone that validates your emotions because they're ever changing. Sometimes we don't understand our own emotions. I have those moments. I'm like, I hated everything about that. I don't know who that was, but that wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can be different an hour, right? And so can you imagine a man just, I mean, thank God for our men, because especially the ones that can stay strong within that, because If I was as chaotic and you were just like, yeah, we're just going with it, I'd be like, I don't even know who's in control here. Yeah.
So I can say, like, babe, I see you're in it. I hold solid to what it is. And then the hour she'll come back and she'll go, yeah, damn it. Yeah, you were right. I was just in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love you. Welcome back.
Yeah, that's you doing.
Welcome back.
Glad to have you back. Glad I'm like, back, I'm babe. Glad to be back. Welcome back, babe. But that is an important part in like this dynamic is having someone that can be solid when all the chaos is going on. Because women will bring the chaos. We don't need our men bringing also heightened chaos just by agreeing either. Like that doesn't feel good. As a woman, I'm like, uh-uh. That doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Good call, babe.
Yeah.
GG. She actually worked this out too. She's like I was doing my version.
My notes
of
are
it.
Right up there, yeah.
Yeah, her notes are right here. She worked through her part. I worked through my part.
Yeah.
Very, very proud of her. Because she's like, let me see. Is this validation thing actually needed or not needed? And she came up where she was like, every way that I do this validation is a dead end. I don't have to grow. We don't connect and it doesn't work. It doesn't seem like the best way to do it. But acknowledge to understand and then, you know, stand by what we believe is best and support each other is not the same as validation. And I think it's becoming a power play or manipulation. Now, it's not to say that all validation is bad, but I think that when it turns into I'm making a demand that you validate me or else I'm not talking to you, mm-hmm. Well, then it becomes very manipulative.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about this even more, I think we live in a validation society.
Well, it's the me mentality.
Yeah, but if you think about it, how much chaos that people like have because someone just disagrees and doesn't agree with what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, turns out here's the thought: if we just said what we said about men and women, like I'm chaotic. If he agrees, then both of us are chaotic, right? In society, and this can be women to men too, or however you want to look at it, if the emotional side of humans, whether it's men or women, are just emotional, right? Not logical thinkers. And we have our strong men or the ones that are logical thinkers being like, okay, you're right, you're right, you're right. I'm like, I don't know why it's like a puppet.
Yeah, thing.
I'm like, puppet, puppet.
I'm,
yeah.
I'm watching your puppets, though.
Then as a society, what happens is now everybody's chaotic because we don't have our strong ones being like, okay, I hear you. Have you considered? We have, I don't like this. This makes me feel sad. I don't want you to feel sad. And you're right. Like, that's what's happening,
I think. I'll do whatever you need to make you happy.
And what happens?
You're never happy.
It breaks down and creates just between a couple.
I'll sacrifice anything I can to make you happy. I don't know what I need to be happy, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do anything for you, even not be me for you.
Yes.
Well, that sounds great in the moment, but now I don't respect you for not being you anymore.
Yes.
Because I don't know who I am anymore.
100%.
Yeah.
That's what's happening in society right now.
Very fun. I like the puppets.
I don't even know why I was doing that.
We need to get puppets.
What's the last time?
Mr. Rogers
inspired.
Shit.
Yeah.
Marshall Rosenberg. We'll do the puppets.
That's true. Yeah, I know. We don't even know where these came from.
We're doing
puppets. We've never done this before.
Hey, guys, we can put little like eyes on here.
They're like,
hey,
what
guys,
do they
I'm
do
really
when they're not on?
Today.
Yeah. And I'm like, and she said, no, I'm kidding. But
I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'll put some eyes on my hand.
But I think, too, you know, Danny said, no constructive criticism allowed. That's what's happening because when you disagree, even in a relationship, you're judged because it's different than what you want it to be. But you don't even know what you're doing.
That's the tool of destruction these days. This is where a lot of our armor training for people is just to be able to guard against the judgments of others. And people want to share their opinion as though opinion now requires validation.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It does not.
Because you have an opinion doesn't require everyone to agree or validate it. It's okay to have your opinion, but we don't have to change ourselves because you had one.
And I don't have to judge you because it's different.
And that's where people who don't know thyself and they don't hold their ground well enough will alter and sacrifice who they are because somebody has judged them. And the judgment itself is making it so people who are competent, strong, and capable are sacrificing themselves so much.
Yeah.
that they don't know who they are anymore, and they're doing it to try to make somebody else happy. But the happiness that person requires is working on something within themselves, because unhappy people, like, you don't force them into happiness. No. You can't sacrifice enough.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. So this is where holding your ground and giving that person the space to work through shit is far more beneficial than burning your house down so they can be warm for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I like to hear other people's opinions and observations, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very rarely. We have people disagree with us all the time in the
comments. Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. There's times where I'm like, no, I feel strongly in that. I don't want anyone to, like, I want to, because most of my life I've spent with external validation. Like, that's what I've needed. And so just, you know, in the last, I don't know, probably just year, really trying to be more authentic to who I am and not need that external validation. Like, it's okay to have my own opinions and hold strongly in those. But I used to operate that way. Like, I wanted people to validate my opinions. If they didn't, that was okay. But I would probably shift to what it is that they wanted. So I wasn't really, my mind wasn't strong. I was just kind of like a chameleon, you know?
Well, that would be part of the safety mechanism you use for it. And I'm leaning more into the people pleasers. The people who, like, will compromise themselves to make other people's happy. It doesn't work. You guys have noticed that. A lot of times, too, people who have good hearts that want to help people, but they're not doing well themselves. And so the way they get love is by helping everybody else. You're going to attract people who are takers.
Yeah.
And so how many of you guys, either you yourself or somebody you know who's just the biggest sweetheart in the world, mm-hmm. ended up in a very unhealthy relationship with somebody who just you couldn't give them enough.
Mm-hmm.
You could do everything for them, and it's never enough, never good enough.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean by the people pleasers. I call it the negotiation style for fawning. It's more of a fawning technique for the bargaining system. This is the people who will attract people who need a lot. Because if they need a lot, you can help them.
Yes.
If you can help them, that makes you needed. I need people who need a lot so you don't leave me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very important that I said it exactly that way. I need someone who needs a lot.
Yeah.
So you don't leave me.
Yeah.
And when you have that dynamic, you realize you're creating a codependency
100%.
Based on your ability to fill a bottomless pit.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. Rio de Janeiro, you said people pleasers deal with resentment. Can I just ask you, don't answer this, but okay. Can you tell me resentment of what, other people? What, where does the resentment come from? Resentment towards what?
Fair enough, baby. I'll let it go. Yeah, Jesse, you have to. Yeah, I talked to Jason. He was telling me, like, man, something went wrong with Wheels for Warriors. I'd love to catch up with you and just see how you're doing, bud. Like, because I know that whole thing, like, the president had his thing. I'd love to be able to hear how you're doing. Because, like, I only know, like, but I don't know the full story. So I'd, like, you know, obviously, you know, Jason doesn't say negative things. We just said, hey, that happened. Damn. And so I don't know. I'd love to hear what happened with you, because I know that's a big loss. I know there's a lot of stuff going on with that. So I'd love to have your back.
Mm-hmm. Rio de Janeiro. So people pleasers put in extra work and they feel they don't deserve respect, praise, or loyalty. People that, oh, that's someone different. So here's, at least in your experience, that's fair. So here's something that.
I got to read it. Right? People pleasers put in extra work and they feel like
they don't deserve respect, praise, or loyalty. They don't deserve
respect, praise, or loyalty.
I think it was,
you mean they don't accept it when given. So people will go, thank you so much. But you're like, no, please don't.
Yeah.
Because they feel unworthy of that praise.
Maybe. So, because I was asking where does the resentment come from, was my question. So this is one thing that I've found. I used to think that resentment, because I was a people pleaser for a very long time, I would become resentful of the people, right? Oh, that person was external with me. So that person, I don't like them because they took advantage of me, right? Then as you grow up, you learn, oh, shit, I actually resent myself because I allowed myself
to give so much,
to give so much and not catch it. And I think that throughout my growth journey, going back to self rather than putting it on everybody else is much more healing. It is the hardest to do, but the most rewarding. Like forgiving other people is easy. Yes. Try forgiving yourself.
Impossible.
Shit. Then the stories start coming and you're like, oh, well, there was this one person, then I did this, and oh my gosh. Catch yourself, because this is what I started to do.
The justifications and excuses.
The justifications, or I would be like, well, this is what they did. This is what they did. This is what they did. And I'm like, hold on a second. What part did I play? And when you start putting it back on yourself and you only talk about the part you did, the accountability piece, your world will change.
Damn, baby.
You're welcome. That's all I got for that.
Damn, my girl's on fire tonight.
Yeah, don't expect this much, okay? Don't expect it.
You're crushing all the time. It, babe. All right, that was good.
How did I enable that? Yeah, and then going deeper, correct, right? This is the kind of conversations we want to have in the women's group. Like, how did I enable that?
That's accountability.
Yes.
And so, Daniel, you're actually on the right path, because accountability, authenticity, and empathy are the hardest parts. If you start with the accountability challenge, you go, how did I enable that to happen? It actually is your path to get yourself into authenticity, which is very, very good. Good question, Daniel.
Jenna says, people pleasing is trauma response. From what I understand, I know for me personally, it makes sense. Feeling I was never enough forced me into a position of being everything for everyone. Here's the thing, too, on that. Most people, we've talked about the Enneagram before. Most people, as they're growing up, don't feel like they're good enough for some reason.
Everybody. I'm actually, Jenna, I have a question. I'd love to meet you, by the way. You're on with us all the time. We love having you here. I have a theory that some of the terminology that we use to diagnose is actually part of the curse. And so to say I have a trauma response, I don't think that it's a trauma response. I think it's just the way that you try to get love. Don't call it a trauma response. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to love somebody, and I'm using systems, because how many ways is there to do it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ways to do it wrong. And so we're just trying to figure out how do we do it right. But I think calling it a disability or a trauma response or diagnosed as an attachment disorder or something like this, it creates a curse within the curse to make it so like I am someone with a trauma response instead of like I'm just trying to figure out the best way to love.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's one way to say it makes me feel like I'm a victim. And the other way makes it feel like I'm still learning myself and that's okay. It's like failure is good, where the other one is I am failure. And maybe that's just me reading into, but I think that when people use trauma response, they use terms like I have a diagnosis of attachment disorder and things like this. When they start identifying as a diagnosis, they start to act accordingly and then justify behavior around why I treat you the way that I treat you. I have a trauma response.
And
no, you're just trying to love.
Right. And here's a perfect example of validating someone's label.
Agreed.
And when you give a different perspective and disagree, how it can change the story. That was like a perfect example. You probably didn't even know you were doing that. But
Jenna, my girl. So again, the CPTSD, even working with people who are masters at NLP and other systems, they don't call it PTSD. There's just stuff that we've been through, and they don't call it disorder, because you can rework that stuff. And I've beaten PTSD, and I've got guys who we have soldiers and bad at first responders. I've got police officers, you name it. We have beaten through this stuff. But when you give something an unbeatable and impossible to defeat diagnosis.
Yep.
It makes your identity the diagnosis. And this is something I watch out for, because today's modern therapists are trying to keep you locked in and not get you out of the therapy office.
100%.
I think these diagnoses create more curses than they do cures.
Yeah. I Agreed. But and
I'm
again,
happy to work with you on that. I'll show you because like I had to beat it myself.
And again, it's hard though. Like it's hard in the society we live in when we put the trust into people of authority. So our teachers, our counselors, our psychologist that has a ton of letters behind them, right? We look to them as the authority. We forget sometimes they're still humans. Like they still are human beings. So it's okay to challenge those people. But that's where sometimes when you're getting validation from people that you consider to be the authority, and then you grip onto that and you're like, that's going to be me because my therapist said so. There is a part of you, at least for me, that I would be like, but I don't know if that's right. Have I really put in the work and done the work? And I'm not saying this is you, Jenna, at all, just in general, to really see if this is the case. Or have I just gotten that label, attached myself to this label because everybody's been validating it for me. I clearly have this. Now I'm acting like this. So now everybody knows this is just how I am.
Yeah.
Get someone that disagrees and see if things change.
And challenges you to try to work through by practicing things to make it so you know.
What are the tools? The tools are missing. The tools are missing. And I will share this with you guys. I am seeing someone that I am talking to. She's a therapist. And part of it was like, I'll be honest with you, because he does a lot of work. I was like, I'm just curious. What are they showing these days? You know? And we were just talking today. I'm like, I feel like this lady has become more of my friend than she has my therapist. And we've having these conversations where I'm okay with challenging her. She challenges me because that's why I picked her, because I wanted someone that was going to challenge. And you would be amazed at some of the things that are happening in the world of therapy right now.
Yeah,
you'd be amazed.
I've seen therapists. So, I just talked to a guy this week where the therapist actually is breaking up a relationship that had a good chance.
Yeah.
But she suggested don't talk to your husband anymore. Don't share anything. And he's like a good dude. This isn't like an abusive guy. It's a good guy. So he's not beating her. He's not abusive to her. He's not doing shitty things. Like, this isn't a bad guy. This is a good guy. And the therapist suggested do not share with your husband. Don't talk to him. And then suggested that she takes the kids, leaves a note. Don't try to work through the marriage. And this guy was just, he's just going through a tough patch, but he's not abusive. He's not cheating on her. He's not doing anything shitty.
Right.
He's just working through something difficult in him. And like, he had to like change jobs and going through tough times, but he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And the therapist is ripping this marriage to shreds, hurting the children and doing terrible things. And it's a guy who's like, I'll go to therapy. I'll do the work. I'll help out. Yeah. What do you need? Let's team up. Let's do it together. He's not one of those guys who's not willing. And this is the kind of thing where we're watching this behavior where you should have a moral obligation yeah. to really look out for the best interest of people and not just push your own personal agenda. And this is why, and yeah. I say this loudly
yeah.
to everyone, you need to challenge everything, especially yeah. your people who are like your gurus, your psychologists, your philosophers, your fucking experts, your coaches. Everybody deserves to be challenged.
Absolutely.
And if you're talking to somebody who gets defensive, argumentative, starts posturing up, starts saying, then fine, don't fucking work with me then, and starts getting triggered,
yeah. Yeah.
you're not working with somebody who has yeah. the competency to truly be there for you.
100%. And you just hear stories and stories and stories. And that we're not, there are some really good people out there, the therapists, of course, right? No different than really good human beings.
This new wave, it seems like it's more agenda than it is truth.
Be very careful. And the same thing with, I mean, we've fought battles just within our kids' high school of teachers, this new way of thinking. And I'm like, not appropriate for school. Take that shit down. Like, we've had to have our own fights too, where we challenge. And guess what? When we challenge, they quickly realize, oh, these people are not going to give up. Or they're like, maybe that isn't appropriate. Mm-hmm. But people will continue to do things as long as they're allowed to do them when no one questions it.
Yeah. But we make it a point to be formidable. We're a problem.
Yeah. And I'm a little bit of a problem when it comes to my kids and to him. I can't do shit, but I'm very protective. with my mouth. Like, I'll talk a lot of shit. Like,
I'm a problem.
I can't do nothing if he's not by my side. Like, when we go to the school board meetings, especially the tougher school board meetings, like,
I speak.
I have to have him next to me because I'm like, he gives me that sense, no different than on here. He gives me that sense of confidence to be like, I know he's got my back. Even if he disagrees, you guys have seen it. He'll let me know.
Yeah, babe. Well, baby, slow
down. I'm like, what?
Like, I gotta speak my truth. I'm like, now you're going in the weeds. But get back on track.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with us is like, she'll share and she's got a good, powerful presence. I'm a problem.
Hey, people know, like, yeah.
I'm too smart and I'm also physically capable. I'm a problem. And so that makes it so when we protect our children,
yeah.
We protect our pack, we look out for you guys. I'm a problem.
Yeah. I'm the person that's like, I get too emotional. You know, I'm a woman. So I get him when it comes to my kids or it comes to him, like, don't mess with me. But I get really emotional. When it comes to my kids, I can get very like angry if someone wants to hurt them or just, you know, sad, crying. Usually I'm just crying all the time when it comes to him or the girls.
People listen to you though when you cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. People listen.
I'm just kidding. So, as a woman, I'm like, should I be crying?
She's a mama
I'm
bear.
Just kidding.
She's 6 feet tall.
Like, so not many people know that. They're like, how tall? I'm six feet tall.
She's 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tall. She's our mama bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's imposing. She's strong, but, you know, she's easier to challenge. Now, when we go out there and people want to debate, I'm a fucking problem because I'm smart, I'm capable, I'm educated, and I'm also too strong to push around.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a problem. And so even when we'd be on sport, like those board meetings, they're like, I hear you, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I've never thought 6 feet tall. Yeah, 6 feet tall.
Yeah, she's taller than me.
Yeah.
She's a couple inches taller than me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might be shrinking. The last one was the doctor, like 5'11". I was like, no way, really? I don't know. But 6 feet tall, then 6 feet. I don't know where I was going with that. I was about to say my whole life. I'm like, that's not even correct. No, now you're lying.
Your adult life, I guess.
This is a really good question. Yes, he is an Enneagram 8. Let me rephrase. He's a healthy Enneagram 8. This
Who asked that, baby? I don't see
Aaron.
I see Aaron. Are you Enneagram 8? Oh, yeah, I see you. There you are, Aaron. Yeah. Yeah, I'm an 8. She thinks she's a 3, and I think she's got a lot of 3. But her 2 keeps showing.
Yeah, I'm a 3. I've operated as a 3 my entire life, but there's a strong 2s in there. And for me, the deciding point is, you know, and I think that's a little bit of that mama bear too. I was talking to Gail last week, and she's like, I don't know if it's the 8, but it's also could be that you're just like that mama bear in you too, which a lot of moms have that. But mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a healthy 8. Healthy. 8's unhealthy.
Sociopaths.
Oh my God. He's a healthy 8. Let's rephrase that.
Listen, I've played with sociopath behavior. And even the family I grew up in, there's a lot of sociopath behavior.
And you're right, Danny. And a lot of people that take the Enneagram test, a lot of the tests are just not accurate. By the way, if you take it in the Ready test, that price just went up to $20, by the way. They went from 12 to 20. Inflation's real. But anyway,
bastards.
A lot of people that take the test at first, sometimes depending on their level of health, which most people are average, sometimes a little bit unhealthy.
You can mistype.
Well, yeah, we'll mistype, although type as their stress type.
Yep.
And so
we had that with one of our couples we're working with. Yeah. He tested as a 5, but then once we broke through his stuff, he's an 8.
Yeah.
He was just in his
unhealthy. I was like,
he was very unhealthy. So he thought that 100%. He was doing stuff that what a 5 would do. But then later on, he's like, I'm a fucking 8, bro. So we had him like, he broke out and his warrior is strong. Yeah. His protector came out. He's looking after his people now.
Yeah. Aaron, you would be really, he would be a really good person to connect with.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, like we have a whole organization that we really do shit. You can, Aaron, just jump in, go in. You can jump in with our guys for free and just get an idea if you want to do, because we do real training. We do real training. Enneagram, you can do free stuff.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
You can just Google it. The Enneo app and all kinds. There's a bunch of free ways to do this thing, to look up your Enneagram. It just tells you your personality type. I use it as a tool whenever I'm training people, just to get an idea of who they are or what their desires or fears are. It also teaches me how to speak. And so if you're an eight, you're one of the people that I can cuss with and that feels like it's an authentic connection. And other ones I don't really have to go that hard with. And so it's just those kinds of things. But Aaron, come and hang out, man. Come and see what we really do. Because these are the lives. This is us just hanging out with you guys. But, you know, oh, right on. Appreciate that. It's Shelby. I get to see her.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow is your haircut. Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll give me, this beard's getting out of control. You guys can see. So Shelby is the one who makes this thing not shoot all over the side.
Thank you, Shelby. Like doing it.
So thank you, Shelby.
I told him just not to have it pointy.
She didn't like the point. Shelby, I'm like, I like it. It's Shelby, Kratos.
Just don't make it too pointy because then it inspires him to want to braid it. Shelby, don't do that to me.
Oh, I think it'll be badass. Viking braid.
Shelby, don't listen to him tomorrow. I'll take a Viking when he comes to see you, Shelby, just be like, can't do it. Can't validate that's what you want.
Don't validate my emotions.
I hear you, but Andrea said no pointy beard. Shelby, don't listen to anybody else.
I'm going to braid it.
Shelby,
I'm
gonna have a big, I know where you work. Viking I will braid. Come in there and say, don't do it. His beard is glorious.
Thank you, Joshua.
He takes very good care of his beard. Have you used that new oil I gave you?
It did. I use it all the time, baby.
Mm-hmm. It's good, right? I like it for my hair, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, this thing gets wild sometimes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah, she's got you.
Thank you, Shelby.
Not too pointy.
Remind me tomorrow, Shelby, remind me. I'm saying this out loud. And if he forgets, Shelby, just know I gave it to him. He'll bring you something tomorrow for you from me.
Oh, right on.
Mm-hmm. As long as you don't make his beard pointy. Okay. All right. Bribing. Also, come be like, go take it back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
All right.
But thank you. Don't let him forget.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good night, Danielle. It's good to see you.
Date night. We need to start soon. This is kind of ending up being our date night because at the very beginning of the live, if you didn't watch it, go on YouTube and back all the way up. I think it's a very important message that we shared tonight about something that took place right before the live. And I think it's definitely worth going back and listening to.
Mm-hmm.
We started it very differently than we normally do because we had a very different circumstance that took place tonight right before the live. So if you were not on for that, go to YouTube and rewind it or back it up, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're at like 7 years together, baby.
Yeah.
We've been together 7 years now.
And I know you asked another question. Has it always been difficult for a therapeutic background? I don't have a therapeutic background, nor have I ever said that I do. I am very involved in the Enneagram. I love it.
Yeah, she got her certifications in Enneagram.
But so. I have a corporate job and work like crazy, but I've been on a very personal journey for myself, been in a couple of programs and really...
I also have her do other she doesn't do my program. Like she does other programs. And so she's working on her own stuff. That's not me. I don't coach her.
No.
I share stuff with her, but she resists me even if I'm correct.
And we learn together and we grow together and we'll share ideas. But yeah, the spouses can't be each other's coach.
No, it doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
And like we've been through too much shit. It's kind of like if you find one of your buddies who becomes like a mental health coach who used to do like coke lines off a urinal, you're like, that guy.
I can't
listen to that guy. I remember when you were a maniac, you know? And so it's those kind of things where, you know, we've been through so much that I'm not trying to be her coach or therapist or expert. I'll give her points to go like, baby, that's the fastest way. If you're going to take it, take it. If you're not, you're not. Like, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
You knew Tony too? You knew Tony? Yeah, the coke lines off a urinal. We knew Tony.
Oh, I don't know Tony.
That's a joke, baby.
Oh, I didn't get it.
That's a joke. Everybody knew fucking Tony.
Yeah, I didn't know that. let's see. There was a question. Thanks, Danny. So I'll share this with you guys too. So you know, they say, like, what is it? The body follows the mind.
That's what I say. I say your body is a reflection of the health of your mind.
100%. And I've been going, trying to do personal development for a very long time. This goes back to even when I first met him. I was like, saw Tony Robbins, whatever. I would call that, now looking back, it was just like what I say is like meme therapy. Like, you know the good things to say, but you're not doing that shit. Like, yeah. You know, like living my best life, you're not doing that shit. And so, you know all the right things to say, but no one's doing that. I joined a gym. Well, so we also have the Facebook group, Just a Mile a Day, which I've said that before. If you haven't joined, you can join. But anyway, that really,
but anyway.
That was a little plug, but that really burnt me out from social media and also like posting workouts every single day. Like for years, we did this and it burnt me out. And I got in a point where I was like, okay, as I started going on this mind journey, I joined this new gym about 12 weeks. Next Monday, it'll be 12 weeks.
Really?
And yeah.
Dang, that isn't that crazy? Flown.
Never have I ever. I can do a mile. Like, we used to post our miles every day. We got up to like 500 something days in a row. Fine. Easy. No problem. Working out, like really working out, lifting weights, running. I freaking hate running. I started this 12 weeks ago. I weigh in again Monday, but so far I've lost 18 pounds. This is why I like this gym. 18 pounds of fat, gained 8 pounds of muscle.
I'm actually really happy she's measuring on the correct scale and not just a weight scale.
Yeah, because that will mess your mind.
It messes her up.
Yeah. So anyway, so thank you, Danny, for saying that. Yeah.
We encourage people, find your way. We don't train together because she doesn't like doing my type of workouts, and she's doing something that, like, I encourage her to have her own thing.
I also like to work out early in the morning, and he's like,
I sleep
whenever.
With that shit.
Yeah.
She wakes me up when she gets off of the gym. I work out in the middle of the day. Like, that's my workouts.
Yeah.
I need to be awake. But I do dangerous lifts. I lift heavy things. I'm crazy. Yeah. I can't, like, be half asleep and do some of my lifts. I'd kill myself.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You're too strong.
I'd just be like, I wasn't fully focused on that lift and just crush myself.
Yeah.
We're in Illinois. We're middle of the country.
Central.
Central time. This is good. You said what our shows and I watch action movie stuff. She hates most of the shit I watch. What's up, Josh? Yeah,
I'm with you, Shelby.
I grew up in Detroit, dude.
I like crime too. I like crime shows. I like, Making a Murderer. Like, I like all that stuff. He does not.
I don't like that shit. I work with hurt people all the time. I'm not really.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by what makes somebody tick like that, but a lot of those shows aren't about what makes it tick. It's more drama. And I don't really care for that.
Yeah. I think it's because I don't have drama in my life. Sometimes I like to watch it. I don't know. But I don't really watch much TV at all. Like, we really don't. Movies here and there. You like anime stuff?
Yeah, I do. I watch a lot of nerd stuff. Yeah. I like psychological stuff. I like thriller stuff.
We're in Northern Illinois.
Yeah. What's up, Stu? Yeah. You guys can give us, again, we like meeting with our people. Like, we really do real stuff. We really do. We talk with our people.
Mm-hmm.
We burn ourselves sometimes by just talking too much, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christy, she knows. I've nerded with Christy on some stuff.
Yeah. Good job, Ruth. Keep us posted. I know we said last week.
Way to go, girl.
But if we forget, fill us in. And share in the women's group, too, if you're in there. I want to hear more
there.
About that. Yeah.
She's in there. She's in the women's group.
No, I know. Yeah, I just said, share in there so we can cheer you on.
Jenna, are you in the women's group?
I think she joined last week.
Did she? Like I said, she's always interacting with us. I'd love to be able to talk with her.
I like psychological shows, too. I also like documentaries.
Thanks, Frank.
Anime for life.
Stu, you got to send a hat and mustache. That's cool. We don't really do a lot of this. We only do this once a week that we go live like this.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on today, baby. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, Dan is like, women's group is growing. Link in bio. It is growing.
Yeah, I meant to go on with you guys today. I ended up doing almost 2 hours with the guys today. So
yeah.
I didn't do the women's group today. But we'll probably do more, especially for the girls and like
sisterhood one. No, it's the other one.
The real women one. The one like, we want to get real. I think that's where
I'm going to do
some more stuff for that group. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You go to sleep watching crime shows. We watched, what did we watch the other night And I was like, I can't do that again. It messed me. Like, I couldn't sleep.
Baby Driver.
Oh, yeah. The Baby Driver. That was a good movie, but I was like.
Too intense for you.
Yeah.
She doesn't like the action stuff.
I don't mind action, but like not right before I go to sleep. Yeah.
No, I watch. I like watching like the blow up stuff and things go crazy. I'm okay with that. She doesn't do well with that. I can watch scary movies. She doesn't watch scary movies.
Mm-hmm. Danny said men are needy. Just kidding. Just kidding. This you sound like me. LOL. Yeah. You're not a needy guy. I wouldn't consider you needy. I know she's kidding, but
no, she's goofing.
Yeah.
No, it depends. Here's a fun fact. Actually, here's a fun fact. When my guys, here's a love language thing for you guys. Almost all of my guys.
Jenna, I agree.
We just something that we brought up. We talked about this week in the group is that we show love one way, but almost every guy that I have, almost every man, touch is the receive.
Makes sense.
Something to think about. Every guy will do acts of service or quality time or gift giving. They'll do something that they do. But the number one way that they receive was touch. Mm-hmm. Like almost every guy was physical touch or words of affirmation, which is funny. That video we did, like, what's the two most dangerous?
Yeah.
Almost every guy is, I just want her to appreciate me and touch me.
Yeah.
I want to feel wanted and appreciated.
Yeah.
And that one to receive for men, very important to know. Now, we don't show it that way all the time because we like to do things. We'll fix things or build things or do something. But we love when you go, that's my motherfucking man.
Yeah.
And you give them like some touch or some appreciation. Yeah. The appreciation and touch combo, that's dudes. Now, ladies, accountability challenge. How many of you hold back on that? Oh, yeah. How many of you restrict?
Ladies, are you doing that?
No, this
no
is
no judgment. Just, no, I was just talking about the pulling back. Yeah.
Yeah. Something to be able to go like, I show. Yeah. There
Meg,
you go.
Thanks
you
for being honest. Yeah. I don't. My man is hot. Sadly. Yeah.
Yeah. If
good job being honest.
Thank you, Meg. Good job.
Yeah.
If you're withholding words of affirmation, like I appreciate you so much, and you're not touching your guy, you're missing his main receiving languages. Mm-hmm. Guys are very rarely gift receivers. We're very rare to be that. We don't require you to do acts of service nearly as much. We prefer to do that rather than you do that for us. We still appreciate it, but like if you really want your guy to be like, damn, my girl's got me, you grab that dude up and go, fuck yeah, I got me a good one. And he'll be like, yeah, I'll go fucking organize the garage for you right now. You want to see what else I can do?
Both of our love languages is both touch. Mine didn't always used to be that, though.
Ours is quality time, then touch.
Yes, quality time and touch. Yeah. So. But we're usually always, like, we'll walk past each other in the house, and you just know, like, someone's going to touch each other. And if we don't, there's a quick correction. So, like, if he walks past me and doesn't, like, touch me or, like, slap my butt or something, I'll be like, let's try that again.
I'm like, my hands are full. I'll be right back.
It'll like stick out my butt or like stick it, you know, be like, gotcha, you know.
Anybody who's been around us know that we touch a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phil, you know, like I'm always touching on her.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
You're my baby. Yeah. Show the men some love and.
Yeah.
When's the last guy? Here's a question for the ladies. I don't care how long you've been in a relationship, but let's say maybe a couple of years, because I feel like that's when it kind of fizzled out for women to like greet their man at the door. But here's my challenge to the ladies. When's the last time that your guys come home from work or maybe just for being gone a significant amount of time? And what does that greeting look like when he comes through the door? Is it, I can't wait to tell him all the things that he needs to do? I can't wait to tell him how frustrated I am that I was here all by myself, had to do it all by myself. What does that look like? Or is it like, do you go up to him and give him a hug and a kiss and say, I'm so glad you're home today.
Glad you're home, baby. Yeah, I like
good,
it.
Good, good.
If you, that means the world to the guy. There's a lot of guys who I know who, like, wives are really dropping the ball on this, where there's guys who have to sit in the driveway for a minute and just get ready because they're like, man, I know that as soon as I go in there, it's not going to be positive.
But here's the thing that's easy. It's easy at the beginning, right? When you're five.
I think there's more acceptance before there's ownership. That's my hypothesis, is it seems like the more commitment a man gets, it seems like there's more room to criticize. It's like the more safe you feel, the more you tear your dude down. Mm-hmm. Less appreciation. Because remember, look at the beginning of a relationship. Yeah. His hobbies. He could be level 10 fucking Call of Duty with his buddies, and he hangs out with his dudes all the time, and he's working, but he's got his own place, and it's a bachelor pad. It's fucked. You know, so there's no pictures on the wall. It's very just, he's got a mattress on the floor. His couch is just two fold-out chairs, and one of them's an outdoor chair. Like, it's, you're like, okay, I can see you can probably use a woman's touch here.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you for who you are. Your potential is high. You're a good dude. Yeah. Like, there's that thing. And then once you start moving in, now you're like, we need a couch here. Let's get a box.
Brain. I think that's
now it. We start changing
also,
things.
Also the time. Are they someone that, I know Shelby said, you know, her guy was in the military. Very different, because that's a very long time. And you are, that's the excitement. You're excited to see someone. When you're living day in and day out with somebody and everything becomes routine, how do you keep the positive routines also going with the negative ones that now you've created too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just something there. But there's How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's Dale Carnegie.
I have the book in there.
Yeah. And so one of the chapters that I really liked is greet people like a dog. And it doesn't mean like you're a bitch. It just means like when a dog, you come home to your dog's like, yes, you're home. Yes. Ah, I'm so excited you're home. Yeah. And like nobody's ever like, man, fucking dogs are the worst. They're like, my dude is happy as hell every time I walk in the door.
Yeah.
My dogs are like, hell yeah. My dog jumps and stuff. He's like, dad's home. Like, he's jumping. He's jumping off the door. He's like, hell yeah.
And that dog doesn't care how many other dogs are around or how many other kids are around. They still are like, that's my guy. That's my lady. That's my owner. That's my person.
They're home.
They're home. It doesn't matter who else is in this house. They're still there. So I think their thing is right with commitment too. It also happens naturally when you have children, especially little ones, because they take a lot of time and your energy to also create that level of excitement too.
Greet your dude like a dog. Be so excited he's home. Love on him as soon as he jumps in here and say, I appreciate you for what you did today.
Even if it's been years since you've done it.
Yeah. Make it weird.
Make it weird.
Make it weird. Get a new pattern and just go, you know, I'm really grateful that you're home today. And it's vulnerability. It's positive vulnerability to do that, by the way.
Yeah. He'll be like, and you're going to have some guys that are like, whatever.
Or being like, are you drunk? Like,
What
are you doing?
Yeah.
And be like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Drunk on love for you.
Yeah.
Like, be weird. I think there's a playfulness when we first started dating that people forget. And show appreciation and show touch to your guy. And you'll watch a guy who will pretty much do anything for you.
Yeah.
And I'll put the challenge on the table for the guys. Because I was looking at the love languages for all of my men. And they were like, we like to do things to show love. But to receive love was appreciation and touch. And that was the two main things. Like be thankful and appreciative of what I do and want me. You show, and it doesn't always have to be intimacy. You just go like, my motherfucking dude.
Yeah.
If you do that, you'll have a guy who's like, man, I'll do anything for her.
Yeah.
You got to remember, inside of us boys is that thing that wants to impress our girl. And if you get impressed by the things that we do, we'll do more.
That's true.
That's part of how we work. There's a steward inside of us that's like, look what I can do. Look what I can do.
Yeah.
Like, I built this. I fixed that. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good call. Hell yeah, Daniel. Later, Buck. I'll see you tomorrow, bud. Speaking of which, I gotta go. We gotta hop off of here too. But appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for hanging with us on a Wednesday night.
And I wanna just encourage everybody, if you didn't watch the beginning part of the live, it was a little emotional from my side, but take a moment and go back and watch it on YouTube. It gives you a better idea of what it is that we do. This means nothing compared to the story that I shared earlier in the night.
Our real story. And so, and Jared, if you're still here with me, buddy, I'm seeing you in the morning. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you more. So to all our warriors out there, go ahead and do some fucking hard things, do some awesome stuff, love on your people, protect your pack, and be good to each other.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next Wednesday when we're on. I love you guys interacting with us. And if you guys disagree, I love it even more because it makes it so we all have an opportunity to grow. So Challenge your guru. Shelby, I'll see you tomorrow. I guess we have a gift for you. So that'll be
cool. I'll send them with something for you.
And then, for the rest of you guys, we'll see you guys next week. So thank you guys so much. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right. Let's see if we can shut these down.
Click on the button and you can become the hero in your own story. It's time to start making the choices to change. And the evolution that you're going to do begins with choosing the next step. This is the way. And together, we're always stronger.